137 and 0. Charlie Zelenoff, the greatest boxer of all time. Just like the radio's title, the greatest boxer of all time. Hey, I proved it, man. My last victory, the best TKO of my career. I mean, the best win of my career is when I knocked out that U.S. Marine, but the best TKO of my career, it was when I snapped Deontay Wilder's head, but I topped it. Come on. I mean, the first punch, it's the main picture on my Facebook. I hit the guy with the right hand. Then I hit him with another right hand, which was another phenomenal punch. I snapped his head right there. I hit him in the temple right there. And then I rushed him, and this motherfucker was, like, terrified. He was just backing up. And he's 6'3", 200 pounds, man. I'm 6 foot, 160. And I rushed him, and I just go, bam, left hook. Literally, a fucking haymaker. Man, that was a dagger in the haters' hearts, man. Whatever. That was a dagger in TMZ and BoxRec and fucking all that mainstream bullshit. That was a dagger in all your fucking hearts. TMZ is delusional. BoxRec is delusional. Let's see. Teddy Atlas is delusional. All you clowns are fucking crazy. I mean, how can you doubt a boxer that stops a middleweight? Okay, I'm a middleweight that stopped a fucking legit world-class trained kickboxer in 8 seconds. He's a kickboxer. He fought in traditional kickboxing, and he's a black belt in Taekwondo. You heard him. He said he fought heavyweights, black belt. Okay, he fought Taekwondo fighters in Italy. He comes to the United States. He gets his ass beat by Charlie Zelenoff. I mean, it's incredible, man. My career, it's... Oh, by the way, you know, some news. Well, me and Daria got back together. It wasn't... I told her, stop writing me, stop texting me, you know. Don't make me change my number again. I can't change this number. I should change many numbers, you know. Please stop writing me, it's over. I don't want to be with you. I mean, you're beautiful and everything, but you're crazy. You can't control yourself. I told her, stop. Just stop writing me. For days, and she just, and then she told me she's supposed to go on a date with some guy, and then she said she canceled the date because she just cannot. She said that she cannot be with any other man. She said she loves me too much. She said she just can't let go. And then I don't know. I Skyped with her, and I told her, all right. She told me one final chance, baby. She said if I fuck up again, you could just block me, delete my number, and move on with your life. Just one final chance. And I told her first, I said, let me think about it. Then I'm like, all right. I'll be honest, I love Daria. I love her too much. I just, you know, I can't let go of myself, man. What can I say? You know, what I've been through with that girl, they should make a fucking motion picture about me and Daria, man. Oh, I mean it, man. I mean, we've been together for 1 year and 8 months, my longest relationship ever, and hey, listen, you know, I'm not going back to Ukraine. She's coming to the United States. I mean, if she behaves, you know what I mean? Now the embassy decides, I mean, they'll let her in. I'm sure they'll let her in. Now Charlie Zelenoff decides if Daria Zelenoff comes to the United States. If she behaves, like she promised today, she said she was really drunk when she said all that shit. I don't let her drink. I mean, I'm not there. You know, when I was there, I found fucking wine, fucking vodka, all that cognac, whatever. I literally spilled it out in front of her. I don't let her drink, no. She does it because she says she's, you know, terribly bored and because I'm not there. And, you know, it's really hard for her to wait. Hey, listen. She told me you're a man. You're the strongest, best boxer ever. She's like, for you it's easier. I'm a girl. You know what I mean? She's like, she tells me, you know, for me it's really hard. And I said, all right, baby. You know, one last chance. Don't fuck it up this time, because I mean, I thought that's it. I deleted her. I blocked her on Viber. All that shit. You know. I mean, she was SMS writing me for days, you know, to begging me, and, you know, I, you know, the girl loves me, what can I say, you know. That temper better go, man, because if it doesn't go, she's going to go. Anyways, talk boxing. Yeah, you know who I want to beat? I found his gym where he works out, where he trains, where he lifts weights. Czech Congo from the UFC. I would annihilate that guy. You seen what I did to the last guy? I would do the same shit to Czech Congo. It's not worse. I would knock him out cold. That guy has, like, what, 10 losses? Czech Congo is a fucking joke. I beat Deontay Wilder, who's taller than Congo. You know, Congo would beat Wilder in an MMA match. Wilder would beat him in a boxing match. Charles Zelenoff would beat him in any fucking match. You know, we're going to have to fight boxing. So, I beat Jules Wall. Jules Wall would fucking put Czech Congo to sleep. You can't sell Jules Wall short. That guy is clearly stronger than Brock Lesnar, than fucking... Cain Velasquez is a fucking joke. I've seen him hit that same goddamn machine. He didn't punch it in Ukraine, but it's the same fucking machine. This is literally the same, whatever the fuck it is, whether it's a fucking PSI, whether it's a fucking video game. The point is, I hit a lot harder than Evander Holyfield and Cain Velasquez. I mean, it's on video, proof that I have more power than them. They threw their bitch straight punches. I threw my hooks. 996, come on. I'm the greatest. Supposed to do an interview today about my victory versus Mario Posse, the 6'3" heavyweight Italian kickboxer that I completely demolished and just obliterated him. I mean, it was such a great victory that I haven't fought for 6 days, man. I'm just relaxing, enjoying that win and all the other wins. I mean, and well, another TKO that arguably. Friend of mine, homie of mine, Alex, he said that his favorite TKO of mine is when I beat Kevin Luka, because I hit him with so many uppercuts, you know, this head snap. But see, this guy hit him just 3 times and he was done. And this guy would beat Kevin Luka. But, I mean, it would be a good fight. Kevin Luka, you know, fast. But this guy would beat Kevin Luka because he's 6'3 and he's a heavyweight. Kevin Luka's like about my height and he's like 180. So like 175, 180. He's like light heavyweight cruiserweight. Southpaw Sill and Kevin Luka, that would be a good one. Southpaw Sill would knock him out cold. Southpaw Sill got a lot more power. He throws way more punches. He's a volume puncher too, and he's a very good pure boxer. And you know what? I would want to rematch Southpaw Sill, because these other guys, it's so easy. You know? It's like Deontay Wilder, one punch. You know, Derek the Giant just jabbed him, beat him like he was my fucking Bob. Southpaw Sill gave me a challenge. He gave the GOAT a challenge. Still got outboxed, outclassed, schooled. But at the same time, he gave me a challenge. He fought back. He gave me a tough fight. He even landed a lucky knockdown. I got up and beat the shit out of him and outboxed him. But I saw him 3 days, two, 3 days after a Target. I was at Target, you know, like buying video games and shit. And I saw Southpaw Sill. And I'm like, wait a minute, you're the boxer that I beat a few days ago. He's like, yeah, what's up? I'm like, I tell him, I won that shit, man. I won that fight. He's like, yeah, you did, man. See, the guy literally was my toughest opponent of my whole career, and he was gracious in defeat. So this delusional Deontay Wilder needs to man the fuck up and admit that he lost to Charlie Zelenoff in the ring. I hit him in the face, in the jaw. He flew the fuck away. Any fucking referee, real referee, not these fake referees, a real underground referee, would stop that shit in favor of Charlie Zelenoff as the winner by TKO. Deontay Wilder was TKO'd by Charlie Z. Charlie Zelenoff beat Deontay Wilder in the ring. This fucking delusional bum from Arkansas, Stacy Goodson, has he ever... Listen, this clown sold me like a goddamn club fighter. Hey, Stacy, I beat Deontay Wilder, Jules Wallet. These guys are on television, man. Have you ever given me the chance to fight them? Wait a minute, you said you were going to give me all these fights. Who got me those fights? Myself. Yeah, I had some people help me, you know, get those fights. But it was mainly me that got those fights. So, Stacy Guthin is just a small-time person who acts big time. That's all. Him and Del Rey. But Stacy is just cocky, arrogant, narcissist, you know. You know, who the fuck is... Shows, I did see so many shows. What shows? You got regular dudes off the street to put on gloves and just have like bump fights. You know, that's what you did. Anybody can do that. How's that entertaining? That's not entertaining. You know what I'm saying? I knocked Andrew Hawley the fuck out. I even beat his ass in Arkansas. He had a black eye when he came out of the ring. I popped him in the nose with a jab. I fucking hit him twice with two hooks. That was a no contest, all right? And it's not recognized by the UBF. That's it. I'm undefeated, motherfucker. And I knocked him the fuck out cold. His arm was hanging out like he was a fucking corpse. So, that's it. May 7th is coming up. 2 years, how I beat Deontay Wilder. I'm definitely going to celebrate that day. And, yeah. When I'll be back, I don't know. I'm not giving any specific days. I don't know. I'm 137 and I'm the greatest of all time. Who's ever beaten me? Nobody. Why did McClitchko ducked? Deontay Wilder got smashed. TKO. Shannon Briggs ducking me. I called him. I called James Toney. I spoke to James Toney. I challenged him. I said, listen, man, you're not shit. I seen you fight. You're a self-proclaimed legend. Let's do this. I went to your fucking gym. I punked your fucking fighters, your so-called trainers, all these people that you... And you know, I asked him, you still fight? He's like, yeah, I'll stay up for it. I'm like, well, fight me then. And you'll get knocked out for the first time, motherfucker. Put an end to all your bullshit, all that shit talk he does. See, he doesn't back his shit up. When I say, I'm going to beat this guy, that guy, I go to the gym and I beat this guy, that guy, the Marine... The kickboxer, the boxer, the fucking Krav Maga, the MMA, I beat them all. Navy SEAL, I beat them all. I back my shit up. I am the greatest. James Toney is a fucking shit talker. He's slow. He's fat. He's out of shape. No coordination, no speed, no power, nothing. James Toney is a bum. The reason I want to beat his ass is because all these delusional haters that hate on me, they treat him like he's some kind of boxing god. He's not. All right? I would beat a middleweight James Toney, put it like that. In middleweight, he was not shit either. I've seen his middleweight fights. He was not shit either. Overrated. I have his number. He does not want to. He hung up on me. Lamont Brewster, Wayman Brewster, whatever, he called himself Wayman Brewster, he was cool. He's cool with me. He said I'm the best fighter. He said I'm the best boxer. He said I'm a great fighter. He agreed. First, he didn't want to do it, but then he's like, all right, I'll do it, but I'll wear some headgear. And then I'm like, headgear's not allowed, man. This is real pro boxing. It's not allowed anymore. And he said, yeah, but I got that. He said he has that eye problem. And then I'm like, all right, fuck it. You know, because a lot of these delusional haters, they support Wayman Brewster. So me beating the shit out of Wayman Brewster would be a great win. But at the end of the day, we'd talk shit. Oh, you beat a guy who has an eye problem. Oh, you should have beat him when he beat Klitschko, blah, blah, blah. I saw some retard on Jake Bronner's page saying that I literally swing for the fences and I land lucky punches and beat these guys, by luck. Wait a minute, so 137 wins and zero losses is luck? How the fuck can I get lucky 137 times? Dude, whoever said that comment is a fucking mentally ill, sick person. 137-0 and it's all you're calling it luck? Dude. Get the fuck out of here, honestly. I got, man, so many supporters. That security, he said it on video. Charlie Z undefeated, the best. Terrell, that big black guy. Charlie Z, number one pound for pound. I got so many real-life fans. Every store I go to, champ, champ, this, champ, that. I get free drinks. Johnny Rockets. They gave me a free Coca-Cola. Free Coke. And it's expensive. It's like $3 there, two something. It's like almost. It's like about $3 there. And I took my money out. I was about to pay. He's like, no, champ, it's all good, man. Free for you, man. You're the best fighter, man. We saw all your shit on YouTube, man. He's like, fuck the haters, man. He's like, we believe in you, Charlie. And I said, thank you, I appreciate it, man. You know, I got so many fans, and I'm very humble to them. And you know, it's just on the internet, like I said, when I first started putting my my sparring, you know, then I start putting my fights. These people hated on me for no reason, for absolutely no reason. They started saying that, you know, all false shit about me, racist and all this bullshit. You know, yeah, come on. Not a racist at all. I'm against racism. You know, I beat a Nazi. We have an Aryan brother. You know, I'm white. He's white. He had a white power tattoo. You know what I'm saying? I beat the fuck out of him. I knocked him out. If I was a racist, I would not hit him. He threw a cigarette at me, but I'm saying I would just walk, you know, away if I was racist. But I'm not racist. Deontay Wilder, he's a racist. Oh, man, I don't know if he, Mayweather Jr., that son of a bitch is racist for sure. Come on, man, everybody knows that. He can't fight. He's a pussy. I beat the fuck out of his dad. He ducked me. He never wanted to fight. Listen, I would fucking annihilate Mayweather Jr. That kickboxer that I beat 6 days ago, that guy's 6'3", 200 pounds. How the fuck would Mayweather reach him? That guy would knock Mayweather the fuck out. Mayweather is a clown. He's a fucking clown. That's it. I never seen him beat any heavyweight. Man, I never seen him beat no cruiserweight, no light heavyweight, no super middleweight. He's a joke. He's a fucking joke, man. That guy Kevin Luke I beat, that black guy that I uppercutted 7 times, that guy would annihilate Mayweather Jr. That's what I'm saying. These underground fighters that are under the radar, they are better than these so-called big names. I've been saying it over and over. You haters just don't get it. You think that it's a show, okay? It does not matter how much exposure these fucking idiots get. They're getting exposure from delusional bots like you. Real people, real fans, boxing fans of real boxing know that this stuff is fucking fake. It's a fucking show. That's it. If these motherfuckers were real fighters, they would fight at least 10, 15 times a year. At least. I won 33 fights already. It's only April. It's still the beginning of the year. I won 33 bouts. I'm going to take a break. When I come back, I guarantee you at least I'm going to finish with 50 wins. 50, 60 wins. The pace I'm going, I can literally reach 200 and 0. But since I'm planning to take a long break after such a great win, I snapped the kickboxer's head. His neck, I could have broken his neck. You know, yeah, so since I did that, you know, I definitely deserve vacation, you know, enjoy the win. You saw the video I posted with the music, with the beat. Oh, man, that's phenomenal. That's like literally one of the greatest videos, boxing videos ever. Prime Mike Tyson, dude, I would annihilate a quote-unquote prime Mike Tyson. The Tyson that trained with Customato, the Tyson that was undefeated before he lost to Buster Douglas, yes, I would beat that version of Mike Tyson. I would annihilate him. Oh, yeah. My power and speed is on a different level. 6 power shots a second, man. You haters are delusional, man. You people are sick in the head. People sold me short. Go watch my fight versus Carlos Vasquez. I hit the guy 6 times in half a second. Whoever watches basketball, have you guys seen Derek Fisher score that 0.4 shot against the Spurs? Yeah, against my team. At that time, I was a Laker fan, but whatever. The point is this. I hit Vasquez 0.5, about the same. In half a second, I was able to throw 6 power shots and land every single one of them. Not 1 second, in half a second. I mean, that it's just inhuman. I mean, when I watch that, it's like, I think to myself, how the fuck did I do that? And then I answer, because I'm the GOAT. Hey, by the shield, I did it again. Oh, when I did it again, I landed in 1 second. Still, I landed a killer 6. Remember that military boxer I dropped next to the cage? His glove touched the fucking ground? Okay, that was a knockdown. I dropped him. I think killer 6 again. You understand, 6 power shots in 1 second, in half a second, nobody can take that. Wilder was tall. With Wilder, my game plan was different. My game plan was to knock him out with one punch, and I did in the ring. I TKO'd him in the ring. Yeah, so, I mean, it's all good, man. I'm very happy with my wins, man. 137-9, well-deserved break. A few months. Like I said, I'm not giving a date when I'm coming back. When I come back, I'm going to annihilate another heavyweight fighter, U.S. Marine heavyweight. I was actually supposed to beat another U.S. Marine. I beat 7 Marines. I was supposed to beat my 8th Marine. But the guy literally got cold feet. I put on gloves, and he's like, no, man. He's like, I haven't put on gloves in a while, man. I'm good, man. I'll pass. I'm like, what? But you agreed. I was waiting. I'm like, what the fuck? When he got off the treadmill, he said, I was so pissed off. I was in the gym. I was just so discouraged that all these guys are terrified of me. And I was like, there was not that many people in the gym. There was not, you know, all the fighters left. I'm thinking, fuck. And that was the second time I came to the gym talking about real dedication. And I was supposed to beat the shit out of this Golden Gloves boxer. He was 10-0. His name was Dupree. Black guy, Dupree, 160 pounds. He was too small. But still, I was like, fuck it, I'll beat the shit out of him, whatever. Because I hate the Golden Gloves, like mainstream, you know what I mean? I would beat Gino Escarro. That actually is one of my best wins ever, Gino Escarro. That left hook in the end, man, that was phenomenal. I TKO'd Gino in the second round. That was not filmed. But the first round was just unbelievable. I told him, let's go 3 minutes. He said, no, let's go 1 minute. So I beat his ass for 1 minute. You know, I clearly outboxed him that round. And the second round, TKO'd the fuck out of him. Gino Escarro, I mean, the guy was literally trying to take my head off. He hit me with a hard hook, and I hit him with a harder hook. I come back, I go, bam, motherfucker. I mean, that motherfucker. And he posted a video. First, he admitted defeat. Then he posted a video. I'm like, what the fuck? Gino, if you're listening to this, man, Gino, you're fucking delusional, dude. You're crazy. You admitted. Your fucking boys admitted that you lost, man. Yeah, you did good, man. I even told you. I shook your hand. I said you did good. You know, you compared to all these other motherfuckers that get knocked the fuck out with one punch, like the guy in the ring, the Marine. Yeah, listen, he did good. But I'm a lot better fighter now than I was in 2015. If Gino was to box me now, he'd get knocked out cold with the first punch. And I told him, I'm like, you want a rematch? Well, it's me today. You know where, motherfucker. He backed out. I started giving excuses, blah, blah, blah. You know, I wasn't it. I told him, go fight Deontay Wilder. Go fight Gilles Zavala. I mean, would he beat Zavala and Wilder? I mean, he'd have a chance, but probably not. He'd be the underdog. He's faster than both of them. Tell you that much, but yeah, I don't know. Yeah, the kid has power. You know, he'd have a slim chance, but not probably not. But Zavala would definitely knock out Wilder. Wilder's a glass chin. He that Molina clown. You know, Molina Zavala would annihilate Molina. Eric Molina, who the fuck is that? Some regular guy off this fucking street that got, you know, paid to fight Wilder, whatever. You know, like that mainstream show is all fucking choreographed and staged. Yeah, so, another clown, he's not even a heavyweight. Gennady Golovkin, I would kill Gennady Golovkin. He's not worth the mention. And Anthony Joshua, yeah, him, I really want to beat his ass. That kickboxer that I beat 6 days ago, he would beat the fuck out of Anthony Joshua. Anthony Joshua, he is a clown. He is overrated. He is a poser. That guy beats fake fighters. And he, IBF, what the fuck is that? Hey, UBF, motherfucker. 125 title defenses? Come on, man. 137-0? Anthony Joshua, motherfucker. You have, like, what, 17, 18 fights or even less? Dude, you're a clown. Shannon Briggs, let's go, champ. Let's go, champ. Let's go, motherfucker. I'll take my talents to South Beach and beat the fuck out of you. Let's go, champ. He's really calling me out when he says that. I called him on his cell phone on video, and the motherfucker doesn't pick up. When I make my comeback, I definitely plan to beat the fuck out of Shannon Briggs. I'll go to Florida. I'll fight him in his own gym, in his turf, and beat the fuck out of him. Dude, I love being the road fighter. You know, like, you ever seen that game with Michael Jordan? Score that crossed over Byron Russell and hit that shot 5 seconds left and the Bulls won the championship. Sometimes, you know, like, yeah, it's great to fight in front of your crowd, but sometimes it feels even better or just as good. Sometimes it's great to win on the road. Like when I beat Mayweather Sr., when I beat Deontay Wilder, all these motherfuckers are against me. When I beat Dijon, all these motherfuckers were against me. It felt great. It felt phenomenal. You know, it's like all these guys are rooting against you, and you're just beating the shit out of them. Mayweather Sr. got dropped. These son of bitches did not believe it. You know what I'm saying? I told them, I'm like, I'm a phenom. I'm going to go down in history as the greatest of all time. They started talking shit. They started laughing. Hey, so you heard them laughing? And then when I dropped Mayweather Sr., this is it. The laugh stopped. Turns out, you Mayweathers are the laughing stock. Team Mayweather, you guys are not fighters. All right? I knocked one of you out. I'll happily knock out Floyd and Roger and all you motherfuckers. I'll literally wipe out your whole fucking team. You know what I'm saying? Posse. Hey, I beat Mario Posse, motherfucker. Therefore, I'll smash your fucking posse. Charlie Zelenoff, the greatest. Undeniable, unified, undisputed world champion, Charlie Zelenoff. 137-0, motherfucker. When you get to that record, holla at me. Alright? Fucking clowns. Mayweather Jr. is a clown. I'm the best ever.